and MTN bought it. When MTN bought the 5G spectrum, after 9 years, we've had only 16% penetration of 4G spectrum in our country. What that does is that it crowds out competition, and we don't get the full benefit of the 4G spectrum for digital inclusion, for national assets, the cost of data, the cost of voice, and all that. So government has built some existing infrastructure, like the rural telephony cell site all over the country. So what government has done is that, okay, instead of going to sell a 5G spectrum to one particular, once you buy the 5G spectrum, you decide what you are going to do with it. So to that extent, other people who don't have assets, even though they may need it for accelerated development in the tech industry, they'll be handicapped. And if they are frustrated, they will leave. So all of you should come. Now when you come on the consortium, government is going to have a deal with you. I want to see your added service and how it will help us. Already, we are proposing, including the minority parties, are proposing tech jobs, over 1 million tech jobs to be rolled out for the young people of this country. So that is what we said to do. So again, it is not true that government did not go through tender processes. You don't need to do a tender for a special purpose vehicle to undertake a particular project. So the issue of 1 week old does not arise. Once you set to do an SPV, SPV in law does not require any history of existence. So they got it wrong on that score. So I want Ghanaians to understand that, look, the cost of data, reliability of data, and quality of data services, we've been complaining about it for a very long time. If you travel beyond certain regions of this country, you are cut off. You don't get the data. For 9 years, we auctioned the 4G. We have done 15% penetration. This particular consortium and the rollout, after 6 months, we will have 50% of national penetration. By 2030, we will have 100% of national penetration of 5G and 4G spectrum in this country. What that means, it will reduce rural-urban migration, it will promote education, health, cost of data, reliability of voice call, and of course, jobs we need for the tech industry. Look at this. Because of this forward-looking proposition by government, we've had key companies globally that has the biggest global market share, like Reliance Jio. Reliance Jio now has a customer base of 477 million customers because they have the money, they have the resources. You have Nokia, you have Microsoft coming on this to do an additional or other services by way of providing the state-of-the-art radio access network and committing to set up a first technology innovation lab in Accra. So this technology lab, it will allow our engineering graduates to have a career in technology sector. So this is set up by Microsoft and Nokia because of this platform we are offering them here in Ghana. You wouldn't have had that if you had auctioned it and you needed money, so auction and get the money. What happens to you after 5 years, after 2 years, after 1 year? Again, we have a company like Tech Mahindra as part of the consortium. The Tech Mahindra is a global managed service company and is a prime for the cloud native core network. This company is the biggest tech company in India. And what they are going to do, they are going to have a full plan to set up a lab to train people in software development in our country. And it will go beyond Ghana. It will be exported to the rest of the African continent. Just by a decision that we are not auctioning it, we are offering you the shared platform so that all of you can exit it. And then we talk about Radisys Jio. Radisys Jio with a customer base of over 477 million, as I've said already. Then we are going to have this Tech Mahindra produce 5G-compliant handsets as they do in India, so that wherever you are, the cost of handset will be very minimum for people to be able to access 5G wherever they are. So